Yeah, everything's pretty much getting moved back 3 months. You know, they are allowing us, it's going to be like a normal practice season and stuff in the fall, but everything's kind of just getting pushed back till January, and our first practice in January can be January 11th. Our first game can be January 22nd, so there's going to be a quick turnaround of time, and it might be a little sloppier than usual out on the court for the first couple of games and stuff, and so the guys get in the swing of everything, but just kind of moving everything back, and they're planning on the end of the regular season being April 10th, and so we get about a 2 month time frame to play some games, which we're really lucky for, and we're kind of itching to get started.
And if I saw it right, the amount of games is not necessarily going to decrease. So we're talking about a large amount of games in an 8 week period for your program.
Yeah, yeah, you know, they're decreasing. It's 22. So really, you're going from 20. You're going from 30 to 22. Well, yeah, we played 28 games. 28 to 22 games. So six smaller games, but you're going from a 2 month. You're shrinking it by 2 months. So yeah, we're going to get a lot more games in a small time frame than what we're used to.
Will the fact that you're kind of, you know, we kind of talked about it, that you're scrambling at this point to fill that schedule for February and March of next year, does that mean that you kind of go to the teams that we've seen in the past that you know you can get contracts with, or does it mean that there's more opportunity there with people scrambling to get somebody that we might not have seen on your schedule for the last 10, 15 years?
That's a great question. We're trying to feel all that out right now. We, you know, logistics certainly plays a role. We don't want to be gone too far and on a Tuesday and wear our guys out and with classes and all that stuff. And so I think there'll be some possibilities to maybe play some schools that we haven't played recently, like the state fairs, the Moberlys, just because they're going to be closer games and everything. And then they're also going to be needing games where sometimes they haven't needed games in the past. So it's going to be interesting to see how everything plays out. With our region being so small, you know, it's going to be hard finding some teams to play us late in the year because they'll be in conference.